the takeover, the coup by Hamas in Gaza requires many of us to rethink their behavior and their practice. I think one of the lessons is that skepticism, passivity, cynicism leads to nowhere but to more catastrophes. And I say it especially because those who find thousand pretexts why not to help Abu Mazen and his colleagues are now in the side of the commentators about what happened in Gaza. And action is needed if we want to prevent further setbacks to all of us. We have at first place to define, to redefine, what are the objectives, the goals which Israel, the Palestinians, the United States, the international community share. The most urgent thing is, the most urgent goal is to prevent that the same will happen in the West Bank. That the West Bank will turn to be Hamastan like Gaza is now. For us, the Israelis, is an unbearable situation for a long time. The situation today is that about 50,000 Israelis live less than 5 miles from a Mogadishu-like place, a basis of terrorism and violence and fanaticism. If the same happens in the West Bank, roughly two-thirds of the Israelis, or at least 60% of them, will live 5 miles and less from an active basis of terrorism. I visit very often Sderot, the Israeli town, which is so close to Gaza, and I see how life there, the daily life, are unbearable. And I know that this would be the fate of most of us if Hamas takes over the West Bank. So this is the first and most urgent goal. The second one is to promote sincerely the vision or the solution of two states, while the Palestinian state is a democratic and modern state, living really side by side with Israel. And the third goal is to contain and stop the expansion of the new Persian Empire. This is the regional context, the regional implication of what happened. Because the vision of Khamenei and Ahmadinejad is to establish that source of the new empire of evil from Herat in the mountains of Afghanistan to Beirut on the shores of the Mediterranean, from Tashkent and Ashgabat to Dubai and Doha. And this process must be contained. What should be done practically? I will quote a very famous Palestinian businessman who told me, and I'm not responsible for this sentence, but it reflects something. He said, the West Bank should be West Berlin. Gaza should be East Berlin. And the Palestinian people will compare and choose. All analogies, maybe it's not 100% true, but if I say what is the first imperative, the first immediate thing that should be done after defining these goals is to turn the West Bank to a success story. It means two things. Rapid economic development and very close, very tight cooperation on security between Israel and the Palestinians. And there is very close linkage between security and economic development. It doesn't go separately. Improvement of the security is a precondition for economic development. Economic development improves the security, and these are the two main efforts that should be taken quite soon. The third thing, which is actually the most important one, is to start negotiation about the final status agreement between the government of Israel and the new Palestinian, the legal Palestinian government by Salam Fayyad, and of course with the President Abbas. Without such negotiation, there is no political horizon. Nothing is more essential to defeat the Hamas than presenting a political horizon, to show a real perspective with a realistic, concrete timetable, how we implement the idea or the vision of two-state solution. At first, we have to agree on the principles. When we agree on the principles, then we have to proceed to the details. It takes time. It will take time. But we have to start. If we don't start, we will never accomplish it. And it's crucial to have it. If we want that the Palestinian people will prefer the way of moderation and dialogue and not the way of terror, it should be very clear that it's negotiation that brings about the fulfillment of national aspirations. This is the most important thing in order to defeat Hamas. About Gaza. What to do in Gaza? Most important, to prevent humanitarian crisis. Humanitarian crisis would not be a punishment on Hamas. On the contrary, it will shift the sympathy of the international community to the leadership of Hamas, and believe me, they don't deserve it. That's why Israel now enable supply of water, electricity, medical equipment, medical supplies, fuel to Gaza. We didn't stop it. We allow all the international relief organizations to act. But on the other hand, we have to prove that Hamas cannot govern, that Hamas or the so-called government of Hania cannot bring law and order, economic activity, let alone to accomplish the national aspiration of the Palestinians. That's why no dialogue with this government, no contact with this government whatsoever. About the crossings. What's the problem with the crossing? I will explain it briefly. Till the coup, we expanded the activity of the crossings from Gaza to Israel. We reached a number of between 700 to 800 trucks passing back and forth every day. We dramatically reduced the price of the transportation of goods to Gaza and from Gaza. The quantities of export of strawberries, vegetables, flowers to Europe doubled. But we could do it only because on the Palestinian side of the crossing we had reliable serious Palestinians to work with, not only on the commercial side, but on security. Maybe 10 days before the coup, I visited Karni, and I saw how the Palestinian security officers, how do they search the drivers and the trucks which arrived to the crossing points. It was very professional, very serious, very responsible. It's all gone. We cannot deal with Hamas terrorists about the export of flowers. Why? Because we do not know who is approaching with the truck to the terminal when our employees are working. It's only one wall between them. And if they succeed to slam a pickup or a truck loaded with explosives, it will be our people that will be killed, as it happened. Especially because the crossings, Erez and Karni, were the preferred targets by the terror organizations for all those years. So as long as Hamas is in charge in Gaza, we cannot renew the business activity, the export, the commerce, the trade in the crossings. We don't want this population to suffer, but the most dangerous thing is to allow Hamas to entrench in power. They cannot have it both ways. They imposed a regime of Mogadishu and Kandahar. They can't expect that Israel will serve as their Department of Welfare. It doesn't go. It doesn't work. Few words about the international meeting that the U.S. President declared just a few days ago. It shouldn't be photo op and just nice speeches, because the disappointment after that, the frustration, would be extremely counterproductive. There is a sense in such a conference or a meeting only if it is well prepared. And the participants should come to this conference with their homework done. What do I mean by this? The donor state should come with concrete pledges how they support the West Bank economy in the coming year, with concrete plans. Both sides should come with interim report on how the security arrangements in the West Bank, how they are working. It's very important. The fugitives, we agreed not to touch them. What are they doing? Are they active or not? And the most desired thing, if possible, and it's maybe too short a time, but to come with agreed upon principles of permanent status. You have to know the gap between the parties is not unbridgeable. Can be bridged in not too long effort of negotiation. And if the result of the international meeting will be that the international community, the United States, the EU, the Arab moderate states, support, endorse, give their blessing to the principles of permanent status agreement, then it will be easier to proceed, and that's what we so badly need. Thank you.
Thank you.